The U.S. Marshal's Office has stepped forward to help Western Alaska combat crime that keeps local officers too busy to get ahead. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
James Holscher has been doing law enforcement in the Bering Sea village of Hooper Bay for decades. He's been a village police officer, the chief of police, and now a village public safety officer. He was also born and raised there. He says he knows where the crime often starts.
I'm very familiar with the alcohol problems here in Hooper Bay.
Like many other communities in Western Alaska, those problems include high rates of bootlegging, sexual assault, and suicide. There have been times when there were enough experienced local law enforcement to help prevent these problems. But for many years now, Holscher says they've suffered from being stretched thin and can often only respond to the crime after it's been committed.
We became a reactive police department because we're short-staffed and we have many new hire police officers.
Holscher welcomed help recently from the Alaska State Troopers and Deputy U.S. Marshals when they showed up in Hooper Bay. They spent a few days in the village where they contacted 13 people that were suspected of bootlegging. That resulted in 3 arrests and 21 gallons of homebrew being seized. The visit is part of a new initiative that puts the local law enforcement, troopers, and deputy marshals working together to combat alcohol. It started just a few weeks ago as a pilot project in Hooper Bay. They also visited 5 communities on the lower Yukon River, where they contacted 50 people there. That resulted in 5 more arrests.
So far, it's been very successful, I think. It's accomplished what we wanted it to accomplish.
Captain Keith Mallard is the commander over the Alaska Bureau of Alcohol and Drug Enforcement, or the ABADE unit.
We're going to go use that as kind of the launching point, trial and error, what was good, what was bad, and expand it to all of Western Alaska.
Mallard says by pooling their resources together, they hope to have quick responses to residents who are asking for help.
One of the major ideas behind this initiative is to empower those individuals that have come forward and said, you know, enough is enough. And we're tired of, you know, our teenagers and our younger kids getting drunk and getting high, and we want to take a step to kind of do something about it.
Really, it boils down to just simple community policing.
Mark Ott is the chief deputy marshal in Anchorage. He says increasing their presence in the villages will hopefully allow them to enter into prevention-type enforcement.
Just being in the community, getting to know the kids, letting the kids get to know us, and it's really not much different than what we do here, going in and talking to the schools. Chatting with them about careers, chatting with them about life choices and how the decisions they make as youngsters affect their opportunities later on. And we're taking that out there.
He says the new initiative all came about because the Marshals Service was responsible for the Adam Walsh Act, which requires sex offenders to be registered throughout the country. While they were working on registering offenders in Western Alaska, they saw a way that they could assist the troopers. He says they plan to have 2 deputy marshals spending a week or 2 every month in the region. And eventually, if it works out, they'd like to bring the new project to other parts of rural Alaska. Captain Steve Arlo oversees the trooper detachment for Western Alaska. He says the initiative is what the governor's office, the attorney general's office, and the commissioner of public safety all want.
Some additional effort put into Western Alaska to fight domestic violence, sexual assault, sexual abuse, and all these type of crimes have a very close relationship with alcohol, the abuse of alcohol, and we can pretty much determine that majority of all these cases have some form of alcohol associated with them.
Back in Hooper Bay, Holscher has heard positive feedback from the community about the alcohol sweep at the beginning of the month.
Nothing but positive things. People are excited. They're happy that the Alaska State Troopers, the U.S. Marshals, the Hooper Bay Police Department, the Hooper Bay VPSOs are going to be targeting these problems head on and, you know, making the people who are doing these things accountable for what they're doing.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.